Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today's first reading is from the first book of Samuel, when Israel was defeated and the Ark of God was captured. So this battle between Israel and the Philistines is taking place around the year 1100 BC. And Israel is having a tough go at it, and they figure they would go and get the Ark of God, who would be their help and their salvation. And they had good reason to hope for that, because they had seen the wonders, miracles that God worked by means of the presence of the Ark. For example, the parting of the waters at the Jordan, which allowed them to cross over into the Promised Land, and then again marching the Ark around the city of Jericho, and then having the walls fall. And so they had hope that God would fight their battle here against the Philistines. And yet we see they end up losing the battle, and both Hophni and Phinehas are slain. And the reason is because the Israelites did not really have hope in this moment, but they had presumption. They presumed upon God's help while they themselves were not being faithful. And so God allowed the defeat in order to teach them not to presume upon God's help, upon God's merciful help, saving help, unless they convert and are faithful to Him. And so we now, living in the new and eternal covenant, the times of the new and eternal covenant in Jesus Christ, we also have reason for hope. We have the Ark of the New Covenant, the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother, who is there for our help. We have the real presence of God in the Blessed Sacrament. We have the great cloud of witnesses, the saints who surround us. We have guardian angels. And all of this help that we can hope in our difficulties against our enemies, our spiritual enemies, and the rest. But we shouldn't presume on that help if we are not living faithful lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.